But right now we're going to talk about getting some good deals, whether it's, well, in July it's red, white, and blue, but it's when it comes to buying equipment on auction, it's red, yellow, and green. let's talk to one of the, we need something cool today, so let's bring on the cool Kevin Pfeiffer. How are you today, Kevin?
Hey, doing good, Mick. Thank you for having me on today.
You are welcome. You got some great auctions coming up here. I see a lot of equipment auctions, and this is the summer where both the sellers and the buyers seem to be, they should be happy.
You know, it's a pretty unique market. Obviously, the land market remains relatively strong. The equipment market, especially, you know, the a little bit older equipment with a lot of hours on it, that seems to be doing really, really well. But and there's opportunities for buyers out there. You know, this window of opportunity with low interest rates and, you know, things look a little bit better overall than did last year, other than the weather, of course. But, you know, from a pricing standpoint, there seems to be some opportunity for both the seller and the buyer. But, you know, we get into fall here, there's going to be an awful lot of land on the market through Pfeiffer's. We have around 40 land auctions already scheduled for fall throughout the Dakotas and Minnesota and Wisconsin. So there'll be some pretty good opportunities for people to expand their land footprint. And then, of course, our fall equipment auctions, there'll be some good equipment coming up for sale, too.
Yeah, you mentioned the weather. I guess because of the weather, we've really got to sharpen the pencil and be careful with what we do. And that's where these auctions come in perfectly.
Absolutely. You know, and again, this year, it's kind of, you know, there are spots that, you know, they've been getting some adequate rains and some timely rains, but there's a lot of places where, you know, we're obviously in a sustained drought. And, you know, I think it's important to remember, you know, droughts begin slowly and droughts end slowly. So it's going to be some time before we're out of this drought. And again, just one rainfall event doesn't do it. We need more timely rains and a lot of moisture to get out of this drought. So unfortunately, you know, we're in it for a while. You know, obviously probably going into next crop season unless things change.
Yeah, talking to the other day on the radio, talking to somebody, he said, well, would a couple of rains fix this? And I said, well, if we're 14 inches of rain behind, I don't want 2 7-inch thunderstorm rains. That would not be a good mm-hmm. thing. We need a good 3-day soaker.
Yeah, that's true. And then the timeliness of the rains, too, are very, very important, especially now with, you know, the row crop really, you know, is in dire need of rain right now. The row crop needs moisture, and they need timely rains and adequate moisture. So that's really getting to a point where they're very vulnerable at this point. So, again, hoping for the best for everybody there. But, yeah, but again, if anybody's interested in expanding their footprint, go to Pfeiffer's.com. We've got a lot of land coming on the market late this summer, early fall, and into the winter now. Probably a little bit more than we had last year. And then the equipment sales, too, of course, once we start getting into August and September, they're going to be picking up, too.
Now, are you focusing on, or is it just kind of all over the North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota? I see you got Wisconsin, Montana. You've got land that's coming on the market here all over the place.
Yeah, you know, our footprint basically is from Madison, Wisconsin to Miles City, Montana, and down into South Dakota and southern Minnesota and parts of Iowa. But, you know, we focus mostly on the Dakotas and Minnesota. That's been our primary focus for 20-plus years now. But, again, there's, you know, we work with a lot of landowners and retirees and absentee landowners that want to either sell or buy in those areas. And the nice thing is, you know, the quality of land that we're seeing coming on the market is really exceptional this year, probably more than we've seen in probably 3 or 4 years.
I see you got a grand opening for your Worthing, South Dakota office.
Yes, you know, we purchased a facility in Sioux Falls a year ago. We rehabbed it. It was an old Camping World site. We rehabbed it. It's an indoor auction facility and with a lot of acreage there. But, yeah, our open house is middle of August. We're going to have a 2-day equipment auction there. We were just going to do the 1 day, but it's turned into a full 2-day event down there now. So we're pretty excited about that. Our whole team will be down there for 2 full days. Again, you know, serving that part of South Dakota and into Minnesota and Iowa. So, again, welcome everybody to come down there, enjoy our facility down there, and see what we have to offer those 2 days.
Wednesday, August 11th, things get going. So that'll be kind of similar to Steel, North Dakota, the Mid-America Auction Center there, where you're serving Central South Dakota. Now it's Southeast South Dakota.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, our facility in Steel, Pfeiffer's Auction Center of North America, serves a a really wide region, and then you get down into Bowman, our regional office down there. But this Sioux Falls facility now really kind of fills a void down in that area, and we're pretty doggone excited to be down in that area of North Dakota or South Dakota. And it does serve really three states, Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Great. All right. Kevin Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer's, it's something we always mention and touch on, your land management portion of your business, kind of unique to Pfeiffer's.
Yeah, it is. You know, other than being an auction and real estate company, you know, we do have a land management company. You know, our group does a great job. We have 7 full-time farmland managers that represent retired farmers, widows, or whoever it might be, investors. You know, they manage around 400 farms throughout the region, around 230,000 acres of land. And they do a great job representing the landowner, working with tenants to farm that land, trying to create that win-win situation for the landowner and the tenant. So we got a good relationship, and that farm is, you know, well taken care of, obviously. So, yeah, if anybody has any interest, they can go to Pfeiffer's.com. Our farmland managers are always readily available and willing to meet with landowners. But it's a great service that they provide, and we're pretty proud of the job they've been doing the last 20 years.
Boy, yeah, if somebody who's kind of stranded in life, they do need the assistance of a professional, and a great service. So, all right, well, Kevin, stay cool. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll be checking in with you a little bit later.
Sounds good, Mac. Hope everybody has a good weekend. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Bye-bye. Kevin Pfeiffer of Pfeiffer's.